Wherever you may be tuning in from, I want to welcome you. Today, we're going to start Revelation chapter 9. I think it's important to remember as we're going through Revelation, the truth that Jesus said, he's going to show us all things in their entirety. Remember in Revelation 1, he shared that with us. And it's also important to remember that we have the Holy Spirit, and he will teach us all things. So we have the very power of God, who knows the beginning and the end, the Alpha, the Omega, right? The one who created it all in us, one with us, and we're one with him. We've been grafted into him. We now have the mind of Christ. So all of the craziness of the last days, when the Antichrist is allowed to have power and he speaks in wonderful ways and he's permitted to do miraculous things, and the world will seem crazy, we have the mind of Christ. We have the Holy Spirit in us, teaching us, showing us exactly what is to come in its entirety. We have Jesus's peace that passes all understanding, and we know the truth, and we're set free by it. Always keep that in mind when we're going through Revelation, or in this world, when things may look crazy going on around you. Always remember those truths. So grab your Bibles, let's dive into Revelation 9, and as always, if you want to go back and hear some of these podcasts that may have dropped off Spotify or iTunes or whatever, ijnministries.net. They're all out there along with a bunch of other resources. So grab your Bibles, and let's dive in and see what John has to show us today. Verse 1, he writes, "Then the fifth angel blew his trumpet." Now remember, trumpets are loud. They announce things. They announce the coming. It's clear to see. So it's not going to be hidden what's going on here from us. He says, "The fifth angel blew his trumpet, and I saw a star that had fallen from the sky to the earth, and the angel was given the key of the shaft of the abyss, the bottomless pit." So what John is showing us, what Jesus is showing John, and John is writing to us, is this is God throwing Satan out of heaven. He's throwing him down onto the earth. He's cast him out of heaven, along with a third of the angels that have fallen, that rebelled and were fallen with him. They're cast out of heaven. Remember, the accusers of the brethren has been cast out of heaven. So Satan is cast down to the earth. But what's neat about it, when God threw him out of heaven, he gave him a key to the bottomless pit. So even though Satan rebelled, even though Satan's been cast out, he's still serving our Father's purposes. Just because Satan rebelled doesn't mean he has his own free will. Doesn't mean he can go do whatever he wants now. He's still under the subjection of our Father, because all things, whether seen or unseen, whether thrones or dominions or powers or authorities, all things were created by our Father, they're for our Father, and they live through our Father. Satan, absolutely no exception to that whatsoever. So he's thrown down to the earth, and God gave him a key, because Satan is still going to be used by our Father to do what our Father wants. And we can kind of see a good example of this if you look in Acts chapter 4 in verse 26 and 28. So Luke writes, he says, "The kings of the earth took their stand in array for attack, and the rulers were assembled and combined together against the Lord and against his anointed, Christ the Messiah. For in this city there actually met and plotted together against your holy child and servant Jesus, whom you consecrated by anointing both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel to carry out all that your hand and your will and your purpose predestined and predetermined should occur." So look at that. Our Father, God, predetermined that Pilate and Herod and the Jewish leaders and the Gentiles would be allowed to crucify Jesus. They did not act on their own free will. They were controlled by our Father and did exactly what our Father wanted them to do when he wanted them to do it. And the same thing holds true with Satan falling to the earth with this key. He will use this key when God tells him to and when God wants him to. Not 1 second before. And the thing to remember when we're reading things like this, our Father is love. Everything he does is for the betterment of his children. And that's not just limited to those who understand that Jesus is Lord right now. It's to all of mankind. It's to all of his creation. If you look in John 17, 2, Jesus says, Father, you've given me power and authority over all flesh. Jesus came to save the world. When he was talking, he said, who needs a physician? Is it the well or the sick? Jesus came to save those that were lost. So everything that's happening in Revelation is being done in love, and everything that's happening in Revelation is being done to set people free. Always remember that. Never get caught up in the persecutions and the plagues and the trials and everything you read in Revelation that sounds bad. Always remember the truth that your Father is in control and your Father's in love, and he's not going against the people. He's going against the evil that's coming against the people. And if you want to see how that all kind of ties together, you know the Bible does say that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against spirits and principalities of darkness. All right? So we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but what's neat about that is we are members of Jesus' body, we are flesh of his flesh, and we are bone of his bone. The two of us, we've become one flesh. So we are the body of Christ. So if we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities of darkness, that means that's what Jesus is fighting against, and he's not fighting against flesh and blood. So all the things we're reading in Revelation are not about God getting even with mankind, his children. It's about him getting evil with the things of the world that come against his creation. And so his wrath is being poured out on the principalities and the spirits of darkness. It's being poured out on greed. It's being poured out on the love of money. It's being poured out on idolatry. It's being poured out on arrogance and unforgiveness and all the things that we hear about the last days. Remember that Paul wrote that the last days are going to be perilous times because men are going to be lovers of themselves. They're going to be prideful. They're going to be arrogant. They're going to be boastful. Well, that is the things that our Father is coming against in Revelation. So when he gives Satan a key to the abyss, he's given Satan a key to unleash things and beings that are going to come against those things. And the reason our Father's doing it is so that we can be set free. All right? So now let's go down and let's look at verses 2 and 3. And he opened the long shaft of the abyss. So Satan uses a key that God gave him. When God wants him to do it, he opens up the bottomless pit. And smoke like the smoke of a huge furnace puffed out of the long shaft, so that the sun and the atmosphere were darkened by the smoke from the long shaft. Then out of the smoke, locusts came forth on the earth, and such power was granted them as the power of the earth's scorpions. So Satan unlocks the abyss. Our Father has these demonic beings in the abyss, and they're like scorpions. And when our Father has Satan unleash the abyss, open up the abyss, smoke comes out. So that's showing us that our Father's wrath and indignation is going to cover the earth, because we see that the sun is darkened and the atmosphere is darkened. So our Father is going to pour his wrath out on anything and everything that is standing against him having a relationship with his children. It's going to encompass the entire earth. His wrath will be against greed, not believing, unforgiveness, all the things that are evil of the earth that come against man. The atmosphere is darkened. So God's wrath, his holy wrath, is going to be poured out on all of the earth. And the beings that are let out of the abyss, these beings like scorpions, are going to be used by our Father and to infiltrate, governments and businesses and industry and finance and worldly religions. They're going to be allowed to get in there and do havoc. And why our Father lets them do that is, remember this, is because those things are against God. So the things that are against God, he's going to allow those beings to go and have an effect on to destroy them. And we know it can only be those because before it said, you know, when we're reading earlier in Revelation, it said that none of the things that God is unleashing could happen until the saints, so God's people, God's things, God's possessions, you know, that he's working through and have knowledge of who he is, are sealed. So the things that are against God, those things are going to be affected. But the things that are for God, you know, his children, his saved ones, his loved ones, those whose names have been written in the book of life, are going to be sealed from these beings. So God's pouring out his wrath. The smoke is being poured out. And these beings are like little tormentors, right? Because they're like scorpions. So a scorpion, when it stings you, it really doesn't kill you, but it's an aggravation, it's an irritant. So these beings are like irritants to the people because they're thinking, you know, that everything that this Antichrist is going to be telling them is grand and glorious. I mean, he's given speech. He's given the ability to speak like no one has ever spoke before. So he's going to be promising great and wonderful things, but none of it is going to work. And it's going to be like a little irritant to the people who trust in the Antichrist. They're going to always be disappointed. The things that he promises are never going to come to pass. Never going to have the joy they thought they'd have. Never going to have the peace they thought they'd have. Never going to have the happiness. Never going to have the unity that they thought they were going to have. So these beings are used by God to mess with the things of the earth so that they will never bring about satisfaction. The things of the earth are always going to be tormenting those who trust in the earth. Now, another thing to go back and to know that our Father's wrath is not being poured out on mankind, but on the things that are against mankind, is because of the truth that none of us is righteous. If you look in Romans 11, none of us is righteous, no, not one of us. And it says that God has consigned all of us to be disobedient, only that he may have mercy on us all alike. And it also tells us, you know, a great truth in Mark. Jesus tells us that, you know, when they were up there calling him good, he says, "Why do you call me good? Only God is good." So the flesh of Jesus wasn't good enough. God has consigned all men to disobedience, and none of us is righteous, no, not one of us. So God isn't pouring his wrath out on us because he didn't create us to be able to stand on our own. He created us to need him in everything. So what God's wrath is being poured out on are the things that are coming against us having that relationship with our Father. That's what Revelation is truly about. It's about our Father cleansing the world of the evil that is against us so that he can present us to himself a glorious church without spot, wrinkle, blemish, or any such thing, and so that he can set all of mankind free, even those who are just the guest, from the evils of the world, so that every knee can bow and every tongue can confess that Jesus is Lord, and thus spend an eternity with our Father. That's what's happening here. So when you read about these beings being unleashed, rejoice, because they are going to be doing the work that our Father wants them to do, causing the things of the world to fail, which will make people trust in God. And as we've studied so many times, probably every study of this, you know, about Revelation, that an uncountable number of people from every nation, from every tongue, and from every tribe are going to be looking to Jesus and accepting Jesus. And that's why we're told that all of the creatures, all of the beings, not only in heaven, but on the earth, and even those in Hades are going to be rejoicing at what Jesus is accomplishing during the last days. So that's probably as good a place to end. You just stop right there. I hope this is helping you. I hope you're seeing that Revelation isn't scary. It isn't this, you know, book that's to be feared. There's a blessing when you read it out loud. There's a blessing when you hear it being read out loud. You have the Holy Spirit. He'll teach you all things. And so as we go through this, we just keep building upon the truth that Revelation is our Father's victory. And if it's our Father's victory, that means it's our victory. Amen? So As always, if you want to see my notes on this topic, you can go out to ijnministries.net. There's all kinds of other, you know, things out there. The daily devotionals are out there that if you want to get into like a daily devotional, there's links to YouTube videos that our fathers had me do. So everything's out there, ijnministries.net. It's all free. Please take advantage of it. Thanks for tuning in. Jesus is Lord, and He is greater in you today than anything that's in this world.